Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. A fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. Psalm 53:1. According to Therefore Stand, written by Wilbur Smith in 1945, Dr. John Dewey of Columbia University, being recognized as having, during the last 30 years, exercised more influence over educational ideals of our country than any one man, actually dared to say in some lectures at Yale University a few years ago that Christianity was opposed to the democratic way of life, and to hold the idea that anything supernatural was a hindrance to mankind and its modern progress and advancement. The objection to the supernaturalist is that it stands in the way of effective realization of the sweep and depth of the implications of natural human relations. It stands in the way of using means that are in our power to make radical changes in these relations. Professor Dewey's words sound wise to those without wisdom, and remain dependent upon the idea that the universe's existence is accidental. Man's value lies in his or her ability to recognize and solve problems, and that neither has any real value. This philosophy is driven by feelings more than thought, and it assigns the greatest value to what we feel experience today rather than allowing our thoughts to rule our feelings. Man is dependent upon many factors that will influence his thinking. These factors give each individual a perspective that weighs heavily on their thought process and their very ability to understand the things they think they understand. In order to be able to trust our thought processes, we need to be ones who do not have perspective. One who sees things as they are, regardless of our life experiences. If we cannot position ourselves to see things clearly apart from our perspective, we can never really know that what we know is actually worth knowing. Educational reformers now and through history seem to be fixated on experiential understanding, knowing full well that experience will always be limited, making understanding limited. The obvious problem with this kind of thinking is that if you attack what I think, you are attacking me, for I am nothing more than a collection of my thoughts, ideas, and conclusions. In essence, education reformers both now and throughout history have become enamored with themselves. They have longed for the omniscience that belongs only to God and claimed it for themselves and could successfully debate you out of their intellectual caste if you would disagree. God, by his nature, is one that sees things as they are. He needs no experiential learning to occur. He needs no consensus to what he says and is always accurate in any and all assessments. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team at Relate365.com, a division of Silver Birch Ranch on the beautiful campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute in northern Wisconsin.